Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
To ensure proper handling, this call may be recorded.
I'd be careful answering that call. It could be another Z Morning Zoo phone scam.
Z104.
Hello?
Hi, yes, can I speak with Alan, please?
This is Alan.
Good morning, Alan. I'm calling from Dr. Patterson's office. You have an appointment scheduled with us for tomorrow morning for your prostate exam?
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. I'm calling to make sure you received your pre-appointment information packet in the mail.
No, I don't think I did. No?
It would have been a large envelope with a bunch of brochures and some instructions for before you come in. You didn't get that?
No, I don't think I got anything like that.
Okay, look, I'm really sorry about that. Our patient records department was supposed to send that to you, but I guess they forgot to do it. Do you have time to go over some of the pre-appointment instructions that were in the packet?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, good. First of all, we need to get you a good night's sleep before coming in tomorrow, and you're going to want to drink plenty of water tonight before bed, okay?
Okay, can do that.
Okay, I'm going to also ask that at some point today you exercise your glands, and I'll tell you what that means. So basically, to make things a little easier down there for the doctor to move around, what you need to do is about 150 butt clenches. So just imagine like you had to do a number two really bad, but there wasn't a bathroom around, and you're just stuck, you know, like turtling. So you know how you would kind of like clench to hold everything inside?
Yeah.
So you're going to do that, then relax, then clench it all up again, then relax, and repeat that 150 times.
Okay, hold on a second. So I have to squeeze my butthole over and over again 150 times?
Yes. And normally we would tell you to do just like 25 a day, but you're way behind because you never got your information packet. Now, what are you planning on eating tomorrow for breakfast?
I don't know why.
Well, you don't want anything that's too hard or too solid. Also, nothing with bran. So no Raisin Bran cereal, no bran muffins. We want everything to be nice and loose down there because at some point during your exam, you're going to experience what we call FP. Has anybody explained that to you yet?
No, they have not.
Okay, so FP stands for fecal projection, and basically what that means is during your examination, your body is likely to project out fecal waste at a rapid rate.
Okay, hold on. So during my exam, the doctor does his thing.
Yes.
And you're telling me that I'm going to end up over the place?
Basically, yes. You know what happens when you stick your finger all the way down your throat?
Yeah.
Well, it works pretty much the same way down at the other end. Also, there's a chance that it will continue to happen at least a couple more times later on during the day.
Okay, so I'm just going to keep shitting myself all day.
Correct. Yes, for a little while. That's why we recommend in the information packet that you go out and get yourself an adult diaper, like Depends.
I can't believe this shit. So I got to spend the entire day basically shitting myself into a diaper?
Well, it only happens a few times usually, but when it does, trust me, you'll be glad that you have on a diaper.
Oh, okay. Well, what else do I need to know? Is there anything else?
I don't think so, except that Dr. Patterson's practice is a teaching practice, which means he'll probably be joined in the room by some medical students who will all watch the procedure, and then he'll answer any questions that they may have.
Okay, well, nobody told me about that.
Well, it was in the pre-appointment information packet.
Well, you know what? Guess what? I never got the packet, okay?
I know. I know. I do apologize for that.
Well, how many students are we talking here?
Probably. probably between 15 to 20 students, and some of them will be learning how to do the procedure themselves. You know, hands-on.
No. I'm not having 15 medical students take their turn sticking their fingers up my butt. You know what? I'm sorry. I'm gonna have to cancel the appointment. I'm definitely not ready for all this. This whole thing was my wife's idea to begin with, and I never agreed to it anyway, so just cancel my appointment.
Well, we definitely know this was your wife's idea, because it was also her idea for us to call you and phone scam you today. Alan, this isn't the doctor's office. It's actually the Z Morning Zoo on Z104.
Are you serious? Oh, my God.
I'm so sorry. Your wife asked us to give you a hard time about your appointment. Sounds pretty terrifying.
Oh, my God. I was like, do people really crap themselves during these things?
I mean, what I want to know is, how many butt clenches have you been doing while we've been on the phone this entire time?
Oh, I mean, I was doing them the entire time. I had to get up to 150, so.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.